I sent a tweet out earlier that said, you know it's camp when you have to ask what day it is, what day of the week it is. You know you're in camp. And right now, we're in the grind of camp. What a great day. I say a great day just from the standpoint of having the opportunity to start it with a kicking game scrimmage and get a lot of live work on film this morning with the punt return, kickoff return, and then to come out here this afternoon and have Fan Fest. And just a great turnout at Fan Fest today, doing it in the tack. I thought it was a great turnout. A number of sports were there. The people were enthusiastic, and I think it was a lot of fun for our players to have the opportunity to interact with so many of the fans that were there, getting autographs and everything. And then to come out here, we got a 96-play scrimmage tonight. It was not a scheme to see where we were as an offense or defense. It was very vanilla. What it was really trying to get an evaluation of where we are personnel. And this was our first scrimmage, is always a personnel scrimmage. We went 96 plays. Our ones probably got anywhere from 8 to 15 plays, predicated on who they were and how much football they played, because we don't need to evaluate the Xavier Woods. I said before, I want to get those guys just enough work to make sure that they can knock the rust off. They needed some live work with some tackling, but I don't need to get them out here and play them a bunch of plays. And we've got to make some decisions. Off this film, we got to start to cut the roster to 70 for travel, that who we're going to play with. We got to start making some decisions who we're going to redshirt, who we're going to play, and where we are. And then we got to start putting this team together with the 70. They're going to be part of the travel squad. So we came out of this scrimmage injury-free right now. Nobody was on the ground. I'm sure we'll have bumps and bruises, and the training room will be full tomorrow. But for tonight, no serious injuries. And so I felt like it was really a productive day with what we were trying to get done. But I'm just glad we're able to be out here in front of the Davison Athletic Complex. The brand new Davison Athletics Complex, unbelievable facility. As Steve Davison walks by. What questions could I answer?
Dixon really showed his worth right there on that first early series of the scrimmage. What did you see from him?
I saw we threw a ball out to the flat to him earlier, and unfortunately we didn't come up with a catch. We came back to the same play, and he took it to the house. And I looked at Coach Jaluk, and I just winked and said, he's done. I've seen enough. I mean, that's all I needed to see. I just need to get him to get some live work. And next week, all those guys are going to get a whole lot more work. Next week, they'll play half a game. They'll probably play about 35 or 40 plays next week. And with only having about 96 reps tonight, I needed to get most of those reps to see the young guy. I wanted to evaluate Jaquez Dancy and Boston Scott and Blake Martin and just see where we are a little bit with those guys behind them. But Kenneth's a talent. We've got 3 years of film on Kenneth to know what he can do. But he has come into this camp as committed as I've seen him. I think he had a great offseason. He's really done some good things with his body. And I'm excited to watch him play this fall.
Boston, a few scores. How close is he to pushing for some backup carries behind Kenneth?
I mean, with Jared and Blake and Boston, I mean, I think we got to look at them all. You know, we'll have to look at that. That's what the scrimmage was about, and evaluating where they are and who they're going against. And I think they're all doing a really good job. I think Boston Scott has had a good camp. He's got great vision. He's got great cutting ability. I think he's doing a lot of good things. And I think he's in the equation for sure. He's definitely in the equation.
There's been some concern, of course, all camp about your second string and third string defense, where the depth was there. Did you think tonight maybe that you could see some of that, the offense kind of dominated?
Just some of the missed tackles and some of the busted assignments, it showed up, and some of those runs were way too easy. You know, when you look at the front seven and having some of the depth issues that we have in our front seven, and that's I'm more concerned probably there than I am anywhere. But I think right now, I mean, I'm looking at the depth in the defensive line. I'm looking at, you know, the depth of safety, the depth at corner. I guess I shouldn't say just the front seven. I'm worried about depth. How's that? But that's what we came into camp knowing, and we've practiced for 2 weeks, and this is a good evaluation on where we are and what we need to do moving forward. And hopefully some of these guys will see this and understand the importance of them coming along and how important that's going to be for this football team to be the team we want to be.
Is your depth concern, is it really the 3s and 4s, or is it the 2s?
Right now it's the 2s in the secondary. I mean, you saw a lot of Cedric Cooper tonight, you know, who's never really played a large starting role for us. And, you know, with Kentrell being down this week, I mean, he had to get out there and got a lot of reps. And I think it was probably a good learning experience for him. But I'm worried right now about our 2s in the secondary, I'm worried about our 3s at linebacker, and I'm worried about the 2s on the D-line.
Coach, I'm seeing a lot of quarterbacks really slinging around. How do you feel about that position as opposed to when you got here 2 years ago?
It's a little bit different than it was 2 years ago. It's a lot different than it was 2 years ago. And I look at Jeff and Ryan, who've really had a great competition going on all fall. Both of them really doing a good job. As I've said before, I feel like we've got two starters. You know, we had Ryan Higgins as a redshirt freshman, which is kind of about where Price Wilson is right now. Price Wilson's very talented, but just needs to keep coming mentally. And I thought J.R. Smith did some really good things out there tonight. There's a lot of talent in that room. Those four quarterbacks have a wealth of talent. But right now, two of them are really head and shoulders above the rest as far as their mental development, where to go with the ball, decisions they're making with the ball on game day. But I think there's a lot of talent in that room, all four of them.
You missed some of your key contributors at receiver tonight and still had some productivity. What does that speak to?
We had some productivity and we had a lot of drops too. I mean, and that's where I said there was good and bad. Because there was some, you go, oh, nice play. It's good to see Marlon Watt step up and do some of the things he did. He also dropped a slant on third and short, you know, and it was good to see Deshaun Oliver do some of the things he's done. But then he dropped a couple. I mean, we just don't, you know, the problem with youth is just the consistency. And that's the thing right now. I think there's talent in that room. And I think the two young guys, Bonnet and Woodard, are both very, very talented players and going to be good. They just need to continue to develop, and the only way I know how to get there is through repetition and keep doing and doing and doing, and that's why we need every day we can get from now to the first day for the first game.
Are you any closer to sorting out your offensive line after tonight?
Yeah, I'm sure we will be, but that's a position you really got to watch a film, you know, with all the movement and moving pieces, and hard to just sit and study all five of those guys during the course of the day, but I certainly think we're closer. I think we got a pretty good grip on right now who the 10 or 11 are going to be in the competition. I think we're getting a pretty good idea on who's going to be at what positions. Now we're just going to have to watch the film and grade it and start to make a little bit who needs to be ahead of who. But that's going to be a tight race because there's some guys that are battling in there. I think we've got a pretty good battle going on the inside between, you know, with the way Robinson, Brunson, Mahaffey, McCrady, you know, the way O'Shea Dugas, the way some of those guys are playing right now inside. We've got some good competition going on. We'll have to watch this film and make that decision.
This was Jeff's first extended look live since the spring. What were your impressions on his day today?
Probably the same as a lot of other people out here. I mean, I thought he did a decent job today. Thought he missed a couple throws he hasn't missed. I mean, the bubble, couple bubble throws and easy throws that he has made all camp. So I don't think it was probably one of his best days of camp. But overall, I think he's doing a pretty good job grasping the offense and picking everything up. We got to keep improving. And for him, he's been in this offense 6 months, but I think he's done a pretty good job of grasping it.
At this point in camp, do you feel this team is at the progress point that you envisioned at the start?
Yeah, I will say yes, in that I think we've got a handful of starters that we feel really good about, and I think we got a lot of depth that we still have a lot of question marks about. And so I don't think that you can talk about this team right now as a whole yet, because I think guys like Xavier Woods and Kentrell Bryson and Darius Barnes and Bryson Abraham and Bo Feet and Nick Thomason and Butler and Dora, and you add those eight guys out there to that defense all night, it's a little different story. So I feel really good about our ones right now, but our twos need this work, and we got to get better there. We've got to improve the depth on this football team.
Could you give a letter grade early, just gut on each side?
No. I mean, because it wasn't an offensive and a defensive scrimmage, it was a personnel scrimmage, you know, and there may be some linebackers that are going to grade out an A, and there may be some grade out a D, you know, so it's more the individual, this scrimmage, so we could start to make those depth chart decisions, because we play our second game on the road in a conference game, which means we can only travel with 70. So we've got to have our roster down to 70, really, to play in the opening ball game with what 70 we're going to get experience for and what 70 we're getting ready for the season. And then the second game, we got a five-day notice, and we're on the road with 70 players, so we're going to have to make that cut, and we pretty much got 60 that are pretty clear that are going to be on the bus, but we got about 30 people competing for those 10 spots, and I think that's what was really important about tonight, is making that decision so we can start to put it together.
Couple more. Anything else?
Or no more.
All right.